east on Cañon Perdido Street, directly next to the post office, is El Cuartel, or the guard's house. Built in the late 1780s, the building is an adobe remnant of the original presidio. Its preservation came about through good luck, and as frequently happens in Santa Barbara, the willingness of a group of public-spirited citizens to step forward and protect the city's rich heritage. As time passed and soldiers retired from the presidio, they tended to build homes to the west of the fort. To provide them easier access, a gate was cut into the west wall, and José Jesús Valenzuela was the guard who stood at that gate and lived in the adobe. Eventually, he was given title to his post, and he lived in El Cuartel for many years, saving it from the deterioration of much of the rest of the fort, as an American street grid was imposed on the city. In 1925, his son, Stephen Valenzuela, sold the adobe to C.L. Ross, who recognized its historical value and repaired the building. When it came on the market again in 1941, a group of citizens led by the indomitable Pearl Chase, later creator of the Santa Barbara Trust for Historic Preservation, raised the funds to purchase it. El Cuartel was later deeded to the state of California and became the nucleus of El Presidio State Historic Park, with the caveat that the trust would operate the park at no cost to the state. That agreement still holds, even as the park continues to expand.